I hate defending Helen Clark, but am I the only person who could not summon any degree of outrage, faux or otherwise, about the Prime Minister not attending an Anzac Day dawn service? Now, before I get the boringly predictable and bitterly amusing hate mail from the usual suspects, I agree wholeheartedly that Anzac Day is a time for sober reflection. It's also a day to soberly leave the party politics alone for one day of the year and remember there's a huge difference between patriotism and empty posturing. It's also time to honour our servicemen and women, past, present and future, by reminding ourselves of some uncomfortable truths about the war at home. A generation of Victoria University students should have less than fond memories of a von Zedlitz building, a slab of 70s kitsch I hope will never become cool. It's hardly a fitting memorial to George von Zedlitz, the German-born, Oxford-educated academic who became the university's first professor of modern languages in 1902. He also has the dubious distinction of being perhaps the only academic who was fired by a specially created Act of Parliament, the Alien Enemy Teachers Act of 1915. His promising career was ended by the outbreak of the First World War and ensuing anti-German sentiment, and although the Victoria University Council twice refused his resignation, he was forced from his position by the government. The worst part of his mistreatment is coolly laid out in his entry in the Dictionary of New Zealand Biography. It was alleged that Zedlitz had sought to fight for Germany against Britain, that he was a German agent, that he was in radio contact with Germany or with German ships. The New Zealand losses at Gallipoli aroused feelings even more, and New Zealanders of German descent were dismissed from public employment. Zedlitz's hopes of regaining his chair at the end of the war were dashed when a motion to reappoint him was defeated. There had been changes in the membership of the council. It seemed clear as well that forces in the government were ready to intervene once more to prevent his reinstatement. Von Zedlitz died in 1949, an honoured and respected figure in New Zealand's academic community. It can be argued, with some justice, that thousands of academics, journalists, writers and artists who had the misfortune to fall foul of Hitler, Mussolini and Stalin paid not just with their reputations but with their lives as their colleagues looked the other way. Von Zedlitz got off lightly. But I'll pose this question. Can we truly honour those who died at Gallipoli and what they represent by obscuring the dishonour committed in their name? I don't think so, and suggest next Anzac Day you spare a thought for Professor von Zedlitz. He's as much a part of our story as Chinook Bear, no matter how much we wish he wasn't.